Get underway. All right.
That's bad.
House Committee on Revenue for April 24, 2017 will come to order. Colleagues, we have two work sessions on our agenda today. We'll open the first one. We'll open the work session on House Bill 2409. Would you like to explain it to us?
We'll do, Mr. Chair. House Bill 2409 came to you as an A format, and as it was amended from 2409 to A, the change that basically happened is that it changed the double ticketing thing. But the main idea is that you have a number of cities at this time that do have red light cameras and would like to add to this red light, this installation or this device, if you will, an ability to also cite for speeding. So 2409A came with that ability at 11 miles and above per hour, or if it's a combination citation, meaning a combination of red light and speeding, the speeding has to be 21 miles per hour and above. So we looked at these different cities and which ones we are more likely to go ahead and do it. And I have to thank the League of Oregon Cities and City of Beaverton for helping us a lot with the data and reports that we were able to put together the estimates for what are we looking at as the assessment that we get as a result of House Bill 2710, 2711, which is $45 off top of each citation that comes to the criminal fund fund account. And in addition, if it is in circuit court, we get $60 off the top, and if depending on which law enforcement agency and officer, the amounts also change to what comes to the CFA. As a result of all of that, we have the estimate for the revenue impact for the 17-19 biennium as about $8.26 million, and about $10.4 in 19-21, and about $12 million in 21-23. So,
And this goes to the criminal fine account.
Yes.
And that account is divided up as per statute.
Yes.
All right. We have is it the dash three we're talking about today?
No, we're talking about A, Mr. Chair, because the dash three became the A.
Oh, it became the A engrossed version, right. And so we didn't have an amendment. This amendment was adopted in the Judiciary Committee.
That's what made it A.
Thank you.
I see.
Representative Betts?
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2409A to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Thank you. Representative Benz moves House Bill 2409A to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion. Is there any objection to the motion? Representative Smith is excused. And with that, the motion carries. And the bill goes to the floor with a due pass recommendation. This bill was sponsored and worked by Representative Barker and Representative Olson. So we'll, I think they wanted to co-carry this bill. So let's assign them to do that. And if either one of them objects, they can come back and argue. And with that, we'll close the work session on House Bill 2409 and open a work session on House Bill 3296. Colleagues, this bill isn't ready to work today, but we wanted to talk about the amendment and other issues that members want to raise.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, the House Bill 3296 would impose a tobacco tax and add a type of ingestible liquid tobacco to taxation. There's currently a very limited test market for these products, but it's a potential area for that we could see growing in the state in the coming years. But the Dash 2 amendment specifically removes food products from the definition of edible nicotine product, and so it turned out that there were some varieties of nightshade vegetables that had nicotine and would inadvertently be covered by this measure, and the Dash 2 specifies that they would not be added to the list of nicotine products or tobacco products. The liquid nicotine product does not have tobacco in it. It's simply nicotine, and so it is not currently listed under tobacco products, but the measure would make it so that it was brought into that definition and therefore taxed at 65% of wholesale.
All righty. And what does this amendment do?
Mr. Chair, the amendment...
It deals with vegetable peas. I think that's what you said.
It removes them.
Thank you. I didn't know that some of my favorite vegetables contain nicotine, and I may have to reevaluate that. All right, so we have this bill in front of us. I know there are some issues, and I think it'll be useful to talk about them and to see whether we think this is ready to work at a later time. Yeah, Representative Benz.
Thank you, Chair. Christine, can you share with us what, just we know, it tells us what a tobacco substitute isn't. Can you give us some examples of what is? It says orally ingested by a user. So would that include all vaping products?
Mr. Chair, Co-Chair Benz, I believe that orally ingested would mean something that was edible. Typically, the language around the vaping products includes something that can be inhaled.
Sure, follow.
Yes, please.
So sir. I looked that up this morning just to try to figure out if that there was a clear definition, and there isn't. Mm-hmm. Oral ingestion means it's taken by mouth. It doesn't say anything about swallowing it. So I just wonder if this wouldn't include vaping.
Well, my guess is it does not, because the definition of tobacco substitute.
Isn't that?
The product that contains nicotine intended to be ingested by the user, but does not mean a product containing tobacco. So if your vaping product contained nicotine that did not come from tobacco, then it would be covered, I think. Mm-hmm. Is that your interpretation as well? I'm just parsing here. I'm on page 3, mm-hmm. line 4. Tobacco substitute means a product that contains nicotine and is intended to be orally ingested by a user. I agree with Representative Bent's idea of what orally means. Tobacco substitute does not mean a product containing tobacco. An inhalant delivery system, okay, so here's where it comes
out
of that.
That's right.
431A.175 is the are inhalant systems, aren't they?
Correct.
Okay, so it excludes inhalant systems by definition.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, please.
So I made a copy of that statute you're referencing, and it says inhalant delivery system means a device that can be used. So I didn't read that as meaning the content. I read that as meaning the system.
So we have another little fix.
All right.
I'm glad we're having these conversations, because without a clear definition, the statute isn't workable. I think the intent of this thing was to deal with some products or a product that is apparently now in pill form. It contains nicotine chemically. It's the same as the nicotine in tobacco, but it came from something other than tobacco. Either it was artificially manufactured or it came from some other plant. I don't know much more about it than that. My concern about these things is that to the extent to which these kinds of products lead children, those who are under 18 or 21, if we pass the other bill, to become addicted to nicotine, if it really is nicotine, chemically no different from what comes from tobacco, then we can expect it to be something that could easily lead to the kinds of use that is we already know quite conclusively is very dangerous. And, of course, nicotine is a highly addictive substance. So I think that's the point of the bill, but I think also there may be a drafting problem. Representative Bass?
Mr. Chair, I think I agree with what you are saying, except that I have a son who vapes, and he ordered this stuff through the Internet. And so I've had an opportunity, A, to see people order it through the Internet, and B, to see what he actually got in the mail. And what he received in the mail were a series of bottles filled with what looked to me like liquid nicotine that had nothing to do with cigarettes. So mm-hmm. I'm just thinking this needs to be more finely crafted. But in order, if your goal, if the bill's goal is to tax just nicotine, I'm not sure that's what's happening here. But I'm not quite sure how you get away from vaping, to be honest with you.
Right. Yeah. Good point.
By the way, did I point out, much to my dismay, my son is vaping? Did I put that in the record?
Yeah, the much to your dismay part that you just put it in the record.
Thank you, yes.
Just now. And I appreciate that issue.
Mr. Chair.
Yes. I'm sorry. Representative Marsh, please.
Representative, I just had a question of clarification. You referred to, just a question, a clarification for you, Rep. Vince. You referred to a definition somewhere in terms of orally ingested.
Right.
We're looking at page 3 of the bill.
Right.
Line 4, right there. And then the boldface material after line 4, and then Representative Vince brought in the definition, or it brought in the ORS 431A.175, which is referred to in line 8, and read part of that to us. And it apparently describes a device which is used for inhalants. It isn't the material itself.
Right.
But line 4 refers to a product that contains nicotine. Excluding the delivery system should be pretty obvious because it isn't a product that contains nicotine, by itself at least. What isn't excluded, and maybe it's not intended to be, I don't know, is the material that is actually used in the vaping device. I think that's your point, isn't it?
I think Representative Marsh is asking where I found the definition of oral ingestion, and I actually found that on some medical page, which said anything taken by mouth. And so that didn't leave out, for purposes of inhaling, you have to use the word inhaling and taking into your lungs. And so, or at least the way I viewed it, it could have been either. And so rather than leave it to chance, I thought we ought to make sure it was clear.
Okay, I was Googling the definition of ingest, and it clearly says consume, swallow, although certainly, so I think there is a common usage that puts it in a different category than inhalant, although it certainly can't hurt to make it more clear in a future version of the bill.
Okay. What does the bill actually raises? So we get back to the key point of the thing, actually raises a tax. Of course, I've always had the view that when you increase the price of something, you decrease the likelihood of young people using it. Whether that's true in this case or not, I don't know that we have enough information to know.
Let's go find out.
Yeah, all right. Jeez. Anything else today on this bill? We'll ask LC to help us figure out whether this definition needs some additional attention or not. Nothing else today? All right. We'll close the work session on House Bill 3296. Committee, I expect we'll have more work to do on other days. And with that, the committee is adjourned. Wow.